Hi everyone, my name is Sunny and welcome to episode 17. Today I'm talking about email. First, I have a call-in from Leon Hitchens. He responded to my previous episode. I was talking about blogging and giving some benefits to having a blog for your business. And I kind of glossed over mentioning newsletters, how I also think it's important to have a newsletter. And Leon thinks it should be a top priority to having a newsletter for your business because it's just such a great way to distribute content. So take a listen and then we'll talk about email.
Hey Sunny, long time no talk. It's been a while. So I wanted to call in and talk about your content, your blogging, your newsletter, your sort of article about content marketing. I would say and recommend to anyone that runs a business, not only that they need a website, but that email lists are like the biggest and most important part of the internet right now. If you have someone's email, you're able to directly contact them. So if you send them an email and say, hey, look, I got a special on oil change in your example, that's great. You have somebody there that's gonna actively like be targeted without having to spend any money. You just email them and say, hey, look, I got a special, and they'll more than likely want to come in. Now, it's much harder when you don't have their email. You have to get them to your website and then do a bunch of other stuff.
Okay, so I definitely agree with a lot of the things that Leon said there. Definitely on the fact of being able to target your core audience or customers through a newsletter, and in most cases not having to pay a single dime, is just really powerful. It's just the best way to market content, honestly. You know, you don't have, like, even in comparison to social media or advertising, like with advertising you pay money, you're really trying to reach new people. You don't know who's gonna engage or not. And with social media, there's a lot of issues with social media. You know, as great as it is in comparison to email, you don't know which network is gonna stay around or remain popular. And throughout all these years, email has stayed. You know, of course, there's always like bad connotations with it. You would think that younger folks are not really on email as much, that we would have a hard time reaching them. But honestly, like, the statistics are there and newsletters are very popular there. You know, email is not dying out like people think, even with Slack around, which is like a business communication app. You know, with Slack, like, a lot of people say Slack replaces email, but it honestly doesn't. Some things you can communicate over Slack, other things you just have to do through email, because email's more powerful and it's more standard. I mean, anyone can set up an email server. It's not centralized to a single service or company like Twitter or Facebook are. And that makes email very powerful, and that makes it where it's very hard for it to just die out. It's like text messaging. Yes, chatting apps can become popular, but as far as standards go, like, you know, WhatsApp is not going to be around in a year or two. Maybe it will, I don't know, but, you know, it's run by Facebook, and you don't know if it's going to stay around. They might kill it, and then boom, it's gone. You know, text messaging, email, they're always going to stick around. So I think that's very powerful. And with social media, the main other thing in comparison to newsletters, you build up an email list. And in comparison, you build up, you know, a following on Twitter or Snapchat or Instagram, whatever. And like I said, like with, you know, let's say Snapchat is not as popular anymore. Less of people are on there consuming your content. Well, all of a sudden, you just lost that huge following you had on Snapchat. All that work and effort you put into that, it's pretty much gone. With email, you know, since you know that there's a good chance it's going to stick around, there's always people that are going to be on email. They can easily consume your content, and, you know, and it just adds like a safety or some security to it, where you know that your audience is still going to be there. You know, and also, like, just, you know, just moving between networks and stuff. Like newsletters, you sign up. It's very easy to do. You know, it's a lot of people use certain marketing strategies to say, like, oh, we're not going to spam you. We're not going to send you, you know, a bunch of emails. And it's just an easy way to consume content. Yes, I'm personally, it's not something that I do, but at the same time, I do see how easy it could be. You know, you enter your email, boom, you're done. There's no username, password, or anything. And you just start receiving emails, and then it's up to you. You can, you know, categorize them however way you want. You can, like, tuck them away in a folder. It's pretty much like RSS feeds. Now, yes, RSS is, like, dying out, but not as a technology, more of as, like, a client-side thing. As a technology, it's really powerful still, because I know it's kind of a tangent, but with RSS, like, you still have RSS being used as a technology where you have apps that use it. So it's not, like, user-facing anymore where people know what RSS is, but, you know, the way you consume podcasts, the way you can consume news and blogs and stuff like that through apps like Feedly or, like, Google News or something. RSS is used there. So I think just having your marketing and content strategy based around these standard technologies is really important, because you know that they're not going to die out of nowhere. And then one popular service, we're kind of going to end it here, one popular service you can use for newsletters is MailChimp. It's one of the most popular ones, probably not the most cost effective, but you know that it's going to work, and they offer you a lot of options. And it's not a sponsor, it's just what I've personally used. So yeah, not a full, you know, episode about newsletters or email, but hopefully you enjoyed. And follow me on Twitter, SunnySyncIO. I'll catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.